my classmates are good at something, and I'm no good at anything. Do I have any talents?
Of course you do. Just be patient. You'll find out exactly what you're good at. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in. It's easy to look around your classroom at school and feel like you just don't have any talent, like some of the kids are good at sports or music or art, but you have a gift too. Don't compare your gift to what other people can do, because that only leads to bitterness. Instead, trust God who made you with your own talents. Just listen to what Isaiah 64:8 says. We are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the work of your hand. And now for our story, it's entitled, Be Yourself. Ava walked into her new classroom feeling nervous yet excited. She had lived her whole life in a little town in Taiwan, but was now starting a new adventure in the big city of Taipei. After everyone scrambled to their seats, the teacher had the students introduce themselves and help them choose their class leaders. Ava was a class leader at her previous school, and she hoped to be selected again. However, to her disappointment, her more outspoken classmates got the most votes. During music class, Ava listened as some students took turns playing the piano. Everyone clapped when they finished. My family can't afford piano lessons for me, Ava thought enviously. It's not fair. In art class, some of Ava's classmates drew beautiful pictures. I wish I could draw like them, she thought. In PE, everyone cheered for the athletic students. Bitterness grew inside Ava. I'm never good at sports. I wish people would cheer for me. Maybe I should try to be like them. Dad, why are all my classmates good at something and I'm not? Ava burst out after dinner that night. Did God forget to give me any talent? Oh, sweetheart, God didn't forget you, Dad reassured her. He loves you. He sent his son Jesus to die for you. That's how precious you are to him. You are his amazing work, so you don't need to compare yourself to others. But I get so mad when I see everyone else doing things I can't, Ava said. God gives each of us different abilities, and he wants us to praise him when we're able to enjoy other people's talents, not feel jealous and bitter, Dad replied. Thank him for the things others can do and trust him to use the gifts he's given you, whatever they are, to help others and point them to Jesus. Thanks, Dad, Ava replied. She took the words with her to bed, feeling renewed. The next day, Cherry, one of Ava's classmates, said, Hey, Ava, you're good at math. I'm really struggling. Can you help me? Ava was stunned. Really? I guess I've always understood math, but never really thought about it. I'd love to help. As Ava took out her math book, she knew she didn't have to be like anyone else. She was content being herself. Well, how about you? Do you compare yourself to other people? Do you wish you had the talents, looks, friends, or things other people do? Don't forget whose you are. God created you and he loves you so much he sent his son to die for you. When you're tempted to change to be like others, remember you're the work of his hands. Be content in Jesus and who he created you to be. Our key verse is Isaiah 64:8.
We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands.
And our key thought for today, be the way God created you. If you have teen brothers or sisters, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to make time for God, but the new Unlocked app makes it easy. You can check it out at unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.